on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by Subway. We sell delicious sandwiches that you will like, and you should get one. Subway. So much sandwich.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
So when they're traveling, all of these families in the military, where do they stay?
Well, there's only one place stay.
Hilton!
That's it.
Hilton, a great partner of this program. And we have Cherie DeLuca with us. Now, she's the newest member of Hilton's military programs team. And first of all, that just tells you a lot about Hilton and right there, that they've got a military program.
And it's a dynamic team.
It is. And so Cherie's husband just retired from the Marine Corps after 21 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cherie, what rank?
Huh?
What rank?
Well, we'll find out. Cherie, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay. So what rank?
So my husband retired as an E-8, which is a master sergeant.
Master sergeant.
Oh, yeah.
That means tough, tough. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
So do you have to turn out every morning for formation and sing the Marine Corps hymn?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Run around yelling, Semper Fi.
And our PT runs. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, actually, we just had the Semper Fi Fund on. We just talked to those folks.
Yeah.
So, Cherie, now this is a new position for you, right? But it's you've been with Hilton for a while.
Absolutely. I've actually been with Hilton for about a year. I worked for the vice president of brand management. He oversaw a huge team member group that we had that works directly with the hotels, the properties all over across the United States.
And Cherie, I want to ask you before we kind of get into this. So Hilton has been involved, I'm assuming, in all of these disasters that have been happening. What can you tell us about Hilton's involvement and kind of the state of Hilton in some of those areas?
Great question. Hilton is we're working really hard to assist in this disaster relief. We're sending any kind of material that we have, the first aid kits, water, anything that we're able to just distribute quickly out to these areas of just to provide any type of relief that we can.
Yeah. Well, you know, Hilton's always first in line with anything, and especially with the military. And, you know, your experience as a military spouse and your husband, first of all, thank you for both of your service. How did you find out about Hilton and you know, doing what you're doing now?
Yeah. So we recently relocated from Okinawa, Japan. And
from
what
Japan.
A fabulous experience. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was such a wonderful experience. We did 9 years there. And then we were told we had to come back to the United States, which was great. But as you can imagine, it's a huge transition for the family. So, you know, of course, as a military spouse, we have to start all over again. The guys all the active duty member always has a job that they're going to, but we have to search again for something new, and that often requires it's a new career field. So basically, I just was applying everywhere, and Hilton, with their great military program, reached out to me and was like, look, you have some experience that we can, you know, benefit from, and they got me right in at the corporate office.
Wow.
So it was fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Now, see, Jerry, and that's what, you know, we've talked about before, some of these great companies that are not only hiring the active duty or the retired veteran, but also the spouse.
Yeah, and that's important. And
it's really important.
Cherie and her husband are somewhat fortunate to spend 9 years at one duty station.
Right, yeah.
You know, not everyone, maybe if you're a master sergeant in the Marine Corps, that has something to do with it.
But, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, a lot of enlisted personnel, you know, they're shuffled around.
Right.
And, you know, their spouse might have a job, he or she.
Right.
And, you know, they got to pull up stakes, go somewhere else, and they, you know, they don't have a job.
Right.
But that's why Hilton, I mean, they have gone way out of their way,
right,
above and beyond to make sure military spouses are taken care of.
Yeah. I know that, because Hilton has had that, they've got their commitment to hire 10,000 veterans and military spouses within 5 years.
And they're going to exceed that.
Well, and they exceeded their first goal.
Right.
And now they're on to their next one. Now it's 20,000 veteran spouses.
They better be careful. It's going to be all veterans or military spouses running the thing.
Good. That's a good thing. Cherie, what did you do in Japan?
In Japan, I worked on the military installation itself, and I was a school secretary for elementary school, middle school, and high school. So it was great experience, and gave me the experience with Hilton, you know, as far as administrative assisting for the VP.
Well, and that's what I love about, you know, some of these, like Hilton can take that experience and translate that to something they have.
Right.
And get you right in there. That's
and
pretty incredible.
And with Hilton, listen, if you don't like your position, and I don't see any reason in the world why you wouldn't, but if you get, you know, after a year, a couple of years,
right,
you move somewhere else within the company, you've got that option, don't
that's right.
you?
Absolutely. They're very flexible, and they really do promote growth. So, of course, if you get in there and you do a great job, they love that. However, if they find that there's another opportunity for you, in my case, the military recruitment program, and they knew that I would be able to assist this team,
right,
and we can, you know, assist in reaching our goals, the VP, my former supervisor, was excited for me and pushed me right into this position.
So while you're working every day and obviously, you're working hard. What's your husband doing? Is he goofing off? What's he doing?
Great question. So Mike is actually now with a consulting firm. Matter of fact, right around the corner from me. So we are fortunate that we can commute in together after all of these years being separate. So I will say that Hilton is not the only company that is working hard for our veterans.
Right.
So it's been a fantastic ride, especially, you know, during transition time when it's so scary. But we have been very fortunate.
Cherie, what advice would you give other military spouses that are looking for something to do, and especially something at Hilton?
Yeah, you know what? Utilize your resources. Never be afraid. If you see the 10 job fairs, go with your husband to the transition meetings, and just know that it's going to be your time very soon in the future as a spouse. You'll settle down, and again, afraid to reach out and explore new opportunities and just go from there. So it's plenty of them.
You know, with your voice and your demeanor, you should be working for one of the cable companies. That way, when I call, because I just went through that over the weekend,
exactly.
You would just have this calming, soothing effect. You know, I wouldn't have got nearly as rambunctious as I did if I would have been talking to you.
That's right, exactly.
Well, that's great to hear.
Hey, Cherie, here's a question for you. So if you could stay at any Hilton anywhere in the world.
Good question.
Right?
Yeah.
I always wondered, what would be your favorite place? Where would you go?
Well, I know we just opened a property in Cabo, so that would be my
favorite.
Yeah.
We need to do a remote.
We do. You know what, Jerry? We need some research.
We do.
So we need to go to Cabo, make sure that everything is okay.
Talk about their new
right.
hotel.
That's right.
Do the show from there.
Right.
And then interview a lot of the... Cherie, can you set that up for us?
I would love to.
Okay. could you have an in? Because you used to work for the VP.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
you can do that.
So, you know.
And if you can't get your husband over there, lean on him.
we'll go ahead and clear our calendars. And
that sounds like a plan.
Just let us know when we should show up, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Cherie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing, and congratulations on your new deal at Hilton.
Thank you so much, guys. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Cherie. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, we're so lucky. You know, we're right here in Kansas City. That's our headquarters. And then just right across the state line is a great organization we talked about before called Heart to Heart International.
Yep, great organization.
And these guys, you know, Dr. Gary Morris, the founder of Heart to Heart, has been on the program. And these guys, some people don't know about them. You know,
because, I know.
But every disaster, every time there's a crisis, they are there immediately.
Yep.
And food, supplies, medical, the whole deal.
And it's amazing how they manage to cut through bureaucracies.
Well, right.
They get there. They don't mess around.
Yeah, and it's amazing how they get there. We'll talk about that. Kim Carroll is with us. Kim is the chief operating officer from Heart to Heart International. Kim, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, now I saw Dr. Gary Morsch. I saw a picture of him on Facebook, and he was in Puerto Rico. And the way that you guys had to arrive there, talk about that a little bit, because it took some creation of some different things, didn't it?
Well, it took a more non-traditional approach than perhaps most people would think about in terms of traveling to Puerto Rico. As I think anyone who's been following the crisis knows, the airspace has been very limited, and there have been few to no commercial flights, and even very few military flights that have been going in and out of the island. So it wasn't an easy place to get to.
Yeah, and so how did you do it? You had to...
canoe?
Actually, what's interesting is we used the playbook that we've used in other disasters, such as Haiti. And when things get very difficult and traditional airspace closes down, there are other ways to move people and resources. And one that we've used in Haiti is chartered helicopters. And so what we did was we flew Dr. Morsch and a logistics expert down through Miami and then into Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And we worked with a chartered helicopter agency there. And Dr. Morsch, along with a significant amount of emergency medical supplies and logistics support, left Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And they flew about 2.5 hours over water with a refuel in Santo Domingo. They stopped in San Juan for a refuel, and then actually progressed on to a town about 30 kilometers outside of San Juan on Puerto Rico, on the island, and did a visual landing. In fact, the helicopter never stopped the rotors. They got Dr. Morsch and all the supplies off and then departed. So Dr. Morsch, Eric, our logistics expert, and all of the supplies were of course, as they exited the helicopter, the nurses from the hospital saw them and came running out. It was the first relief that anyone in that part of Puerto Rico had seen since before the storm arrived.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and talking to Kim Carroll, the Chief Operating Officer of Heart to Heart International. And wasn't there, at some point, was there a cruise ship involved?
Well, there is, and in fact, we expect them to depart. So Dr. Morsch is just the advanced team. He is the advanced team, but he needs backup. So you never send in, you mentioned SEAL team, well, you never just send in one person or two people. You've got to have a full team. And that team, again, we've been trying to get them in through various commercial air air travel. And the only other way that we saw to get that many folks in was over water. And so the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line was incredibly generous and offered us empty cabins that they had on one of their ships, as well as much room for all the supplies we could carry on board. And that
That's
was
cool.
really important
yeah.
because this group carried just a huge number of duffel bags, a refrigerator full of tetanus vaccine, generators. So they're actually pulling into the port within the next hour in San Juan and will be disembarking the cruise ship with a large component of emergency medical supplies, and they'll be joining Dr. Morsch down in Cagua here in the next few hours.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you think about that, Jerry. I mean, that makes so much sense because, you know, that's their economy is
yeah.
tourism.
Yeah.
So you get all these cruise ships that go there. Now, my question is, why not all the cruise lines?
Well, you know, I guess I have too high of expectations of our bureaucracy, our government.
Yeah.
I because I've thought that myself, why can't we mobilize our merchant marine?
Right. Right.
All of our naval vessels, all of the available
yes.
naval vessels.
Right.
Our combat engineers, our Seabees, all those types of construction people
yeah.
in the military. Why can't we mobilize all that? And
right.
people are in dire straits down there. They're desperate.
But that just kind of underscores why Heart to Heart International and other organizations are so vital.
Oh, man, they're saving lives.
They're saving
yeah.
lives, and they're getting there, and then they're doing it any way they can. Kim, what is the report that you get as of now in terms of, what do people need there the most?
The report's pretty desperate. So one of the things that our team took down there were sat phones. So we've been in contact with Dr. Morsch. It's not always predictable, but we can speak to him. And what he's telling us is there's very limited access to power. The hospital that he's working at has only partial power from generators. There's no air conditioning. So for patients who are very ill and fragile, the heat and humidity simply adds to
wow.
the complexity of their treatment.
Sure.
There is limited water, potable water. So the risk of waterborne disease is going to be quite high. There are very few resources in terms of medications and medical providers. The hospital that Dr. Morsch is working in, those providers have not gone home since before the storm hit. They've been working 24/7.
Wow.
They don't know the status of their own families or homes, and they're tired. So that's a big part of what we can do. Our medical team will be in and will provide relief to this hospital to allow, if nothing else, those caregivers to get some much-needed rest. But what the people on the island need, they don't have fuel, so gasoline and diesel are hard to come by. Water is scarce. There is a high degree of food insecurity. People are hungry. And there's a lack of medication. So people who were ill before the storm hit are going to become even more ill and progress to more serious stages of disease and illness as time goes on. The best way to help is through financial resources to enable organizations like Heart to Heart to continue doing what we're doing. We work through volunteers. We only have a small number of staff that work. Most of the people that are going to be on the ground in Puerto Rico will be volunteers, and they're courageous, they're compassionate, and they're going to bring hope to the people down there. So the best way to provide that compassion and hope is through financial resources.
So what's the best way to donate to Heart to Heart?
Two really great ways. One is to simply go to our website, and there's a very easy way to donate, and 100% of what people donate goes directly to the people in need in Puerto Rico. There are no processing fees for credit card donations. That's all been waived by TouchNet, another local company, so they take care of all of that at no charge. And then the other way to donate is to send a text to 41444 and text HHI, and anyone can donate via text or through hearttoheart.org.
Hearttoheart.org. And that text number again, 41444?
Correct.
Boy, that's great. Well, yeah, I mean, you need to do that right now. You need to go and make a donation because there are people, you know, and I was just thinking, Kim, as you're talking about the desperate situation down in Puerto Rico, who wants to run into that? Who wants to, you know, go and be a part of that?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, but
if you need me, I'll go.
I mean, that is a special.
We need volunteers.
Okay.
All right.
We do have a vetting process. So
I understand.
We take that very seriously, but we welcome volunteers. Our team, by the way, this is our third consecutive deployment. We deployed to Harvey. We then deployed to Irma. We still have people on the ground in Houston providing care. We just decommissioned the team in South Florida, and many of the people that are responding in Puerto Rico left directly from Texas and or Florida.
Wow.
To go to another deployment. So we can absolutely use human resources. The people of Puerto Rico, these are citizens.
Right.
These are Americans.
Exactly.
Right.
They need our help. And we need to be there.
Kim, how do you volunteer? How do you volunteer?
If someone is interested in volunteering, they can go to the Heart to Heart website, and it's very easy. They'll find the link where they can request information. There is an application process. As we mentioned, we take our security quite seriously, so it's not an immediate process, but we need people with all kinds of skills. That can be drivers, bilingual skills, language skills, nurses, doctors. For that matter, we're in Lenexa. If somebody wants to come help and volunteer at our warehouse or help here in our office, there's a role for everybody. We almost everything we do, from answering the phone to operating our forklifts, is done by volunteers.
Well, so, I got to warn you, Kim. Jerry's a little different. the American Red Cross wouldn't take him. Team Rubicon said no. So, I mean, you know,
I've been vetted by both. So, yeah.
I'm always the optimist. So come on over, and we'll find what you're good at. Everybody's good at something.
And when you find that, will you let us know?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You bet.
Kim, listen, thank you for the time. Thank you for what you guys are doing. And once again, people need to go to the website and donate to Heart to Heart International. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon. One of the organizations that we love and love to talk about, the Semper Fi Fund, doing so much stuff, some great stuff for veterans, and specifically now something to do with PTSD that seems to have... I mean, you know,
it's an issue. It's a burning issue.
It is.
That needs to be, you know, more attention needs to be brought to this.
That's it. And, yeah. And you know, we talk to people all the time, Jerry, that have different kind of ways to deal with PTSD, and they're trying everything. But this is really a cool deal. Karen Gunther is with us, the CEO and founder of the Semper Fi Fund. Karen, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
You know, it's and you know, we loved having you guys on, Karen, because you're doing so many specific things for veterans. But this is really a cool way to cover this. Can you talk a little bit about PTSD in general, in terms of what you guys are involved in?
Absolutely, and we're very excited that you're helping us spread this message. We still have a lot of work to do. We first started seeing post-traumatic stress back in 2004 when we started the fund and have started programming revolving around that to help our service members, when they come back, transition to a great path forward. And now we're really focusing on post-traumatic growth. We see that through our programs, we've been able to help our service members and their families go on to have, you know, a great path in front of them. And the programming has definitely made a difference. The videos we've just produced and putting out, we're hoping that this will help continue the dialogue. So many don't realize that our service members are still suffering. You know, it's not on the front page anymore, but we know that we have a lifetime of care for our veterans. And this, we believe that these videos in the digital world are, it's going to create a really great way to share this information.
Sure. Well, that's you got to go where they are.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's where they're at.
Yep.
You hit on something I think is important, that, you know, post-traumatic stress isn't the end of the world. It doesn't mean your world stops there. And I don't know. I do a lot of reading about the suicides and things like that. But I suspect that what occurs is someone who's been traumatized, they think that they're never going to be rid of the dragon, as I call it. So they get depressed and they start thinking about suicide. But trust me, there's a lot of veterans out there, the majority of veterans, who've been traumatized in some form or another, but yet they move on with their lives. They have successful lives. They learn how to deal with the post-traumatic stress.
Right, and we now have tools to help. We know that we can interrupt that process, and we are really encouraging our veterans to reach out and connect, because what we have found over the 13 years of doing our programming, you know, literally in the trenches with our service members, because that's our community. We're military spouses and veterans, so we understand the issues. But what we have found is when we see our service members reconnecting and getting engaged and getting excited about different programming, it really helps pull them away from going down, you know, a very scary path. So that's what it's about. It's about connecting.
Yeah,
and we're hoping these videos will spread that word.
Well, and let's talk about the videos specifically, if we can, here, Karen. It's a great way to deal with this, because, like Jerry's talking about before, you have to go to where they are. You can't manufacture something, you could have the best material out there, and if nobody ever sees it, then it's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you might have the best flyer in the world,
right,
or the
exactly.
brochure, but nobody's picking it up.
No, in the digital world, you got to
go
right to them. So, yeah. Hey, Karen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here and talk about the Semper Fi Fund right after this on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and Karen Gunther is with us from the Semper Fi Fund. Karen, tell us about some of these videos.
Well, we are just releasing In Your Corner, and it's a sequel to Cover Me, a video that we did back in 2009, first taking a frank look at combat stress, and our military leaders were on film talking about it's okay to talk about this. And we should be talking about this. So we had a great response to that video, and recently have been asked to create a sequel, which is now In Your Corner. It's a 20-minute documentary to continue that dialogue, looking at combat operational stress, offering unique insights. And we have subject matter experts that can help provide some solutions. And we love the digital world because it's so easy to share. So we're hoping that service members will share this, family members, and it even goes beyond them. I think it's applicable to anybody who's going through trauma or crisis. Hmm. I think almost anyone can really have some great takeaways from these videos. So we have our 20-minute video, and then we've broken it down with smaller videos that really dive deep into the issues of sleep and anger, disconnection, and suicide. So we're really hoping this library of videos will help a lot of people on a grand scale.
I was just going to say, Jerry, I think another important part about the way these are disseminated, you know, because a lot of people that are suffering from PTSD or anything like that, it's a great way for them to connect just by themselves. Yeah. You know, I mean, and you're anonymous. They see right. it. They know that other people are going through that. And what a great way to connect.
And it's important that, this can have a wide, and it should have a wide, broad audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, the community needs to be educated. Employers Absolutely. Need to be educated.
Family members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caregivers. Up and down the line.
Yep.
Our schools, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
About the teachers who are educating our children who are living in these households.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
We have a lot of work ahead, and we're focused on keeping this dialogue going.
So how do you get these videos? What's the best way to?
The best way is to go onto our website, SimplifyFund.org, and go to our resource page. And then they will be able to see this video and other videos. Like I said, the 20-minute documentary is just a great overview. And then we have the smaller segments on individual issues like sleep. We
right.
know now that sleep is an issue.
Yep.
And it's a strong coping mechanism when you're going through post-traumatic stress. Your body needs sleep to recover and restore. So we wanted to really highlight this. And we now have the tools to help our service members navigate through some of these issues. It's exciting to be where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's exactly. Great work. This video and these things that you guys are producing at Simplify Fund, that's going to unlock and start the conversation for a lot of people, if nothing else.
Well, I think the videos are powerful because you get the perspective from the service member.
Right.
And I know I've seen these videos 1,000 times over during the editing, and I still cry when I listen to Juan tell his story and Chris and Danny. Hearing their perspective,
sure.
their journey is what can touch others. And we felt that was really powerful.
SimplifyFund.org is where to go. Karen, thank you so much for the time.
You.
It's great to talk to you.
Appreciate that you're helping us spread the word on these videos.
Absolutely. Good, great work. And we'll talk to you again
thank
soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Oh, say, can